We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome in now, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, all-time leading rusher. Deuce, how are you and the family, man?
Man, doing good. I mean, you've got to be creative and creative in this different atmosphere. We'll go with that. How about that?
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. Be creative, do things. I'm telling a lot of my family members and friends, if you're short on patience beforehand, before all this, you might want to practice being more patient. It's going to require that. You just got to have some
patience.
You
better find a meditation area. I'll put it that way. If you don't have find a meditation area, you better go outside and walk and just smell the fresh air or smell some of the pollen that we have lying around that hits us all throughout the day. But, yeah, you've got to be able to find some patience and, you know, just have some me time, man. It's difficult. You know, we've talked about it a little bit just because of it's the unknown. And, you know, it's a scary issue with just so much uncertainty.
Deuce, we had Sean Payton on yesterday, and he talked about Taysom Hill. He will be the number two quarterback, the backup to Drew Brees, but did anticipate potentially bringing in another quarterback, whether he didn't get specific, whether it's going to be through the draft or through another free agent. But he said Taysom Hill has earned the right to be the backup to Drew Brees. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I heard it. I heard Coach talking a little bit, and pretty good job, you and there, Bobby, of being able just to obviously talk to him. And, you know, he's in high spirits. And, you know, I think Taysom has earned the right to be the number two as far as quarterback. But, you know, I think we would all agree. I can see it happening both ways, where they do bring in a veteran or they do bring in, you know, whether it's a late round guy or a high round pick, just really depends on how the.
Go ahead, Deuce.
You there?
Yeah,
no, how the draft unfolds and whether it's a high round pick as far as a quarterback is concerned. But when you talk about Taysom being the number two, I think you still want to have him involved. And so I do agree with him where he's going to have a third quarterback that's in play. Just in case, hey, look, if Drew does get hurt, we're going to go with Taysom as the number two, but we have to be prepared in case he gets dinged up as well. You know, what's interesting is not having an OTA. And look, I understand right now they would not be there. They would just be starting back, actually. They would be starting back this week or next week. It's March 26th. They would be starting back with workouts right around this time. And so if this thing continues to push things out and that mean COVID-19, then not only Taysom, but a lot of those young guys, the reps that they would be getting or they would need, they would miss out on. And so for the Saints, how much can you be creative? How creative can you get where you know that he is getting the looks, the throws that you want him to get? And look, I understand, you know, he's training and working out, but the biggest thing you talk about with quarterback is timing with receivers. That's the biggest thing that you want. You know, what type of throws is he making? You know, how much can we change from an offensive philosophy? How much can these guys practice and rep it over the summer? And so that's really where you start to get concerned and worried if you're the head coach or quarterback or offensive coordinator for the Saints, you know, him not getting the throws that you necessarily want to see, and then you having to be able to change that offense to be able to replicate it and get some reps in it.
Deuce, you heard the highlight we played before we got you on. Can you kind of take us inside that play? What was the name of the play? And then just what was it like being in the middle of that scrum and finally pushing across the goal line?
Christian, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you the play name. I mean, obviously it's a goal line run. Horse two was the pass. I'm trying to think of that goal line play. You give me 1 second and I'll think of the name of it.
But for me, no one ever got low. No one ever, when I say they got low, no one ever was able to corral me around my legs. And so if that's going to be the case and you're going to hit me, that's fine. But if you're not going to hit me and be able to grab me around my legs to be able to stop me, then you're going to have your hands definitely full, just because, you know, I was a big back. I was a big guy. And so, you know, in that moment, I'm just like, all right, I feel the momentum. I feel the guys pushing me, but no one was able to literally, all right, I'm going to grab your leg and pick you up or pull you down where you can't, you know, basically run anymore. And so, you know, when something like that happened, you just, you ride the wave. And so for me, even that whole deal, I had never been to the playoffs, you know, and that was my first time in the playoffs. So I just wanted to be able to leave it all on the field. And so, man, it was special. I'm trying to think of the name of that darn run, though, because it was either a slash or some type of goal line run. But, I mean, it was a slash. It wasn't a base run. Base is normally to the fullback, maybe a Buster Easy or something like that, like slant 37 Buster Easy or some type of.
What does a Buster Easy mean?
Basically, you're talking to the offensive lineman as well as how you're going to block it. So basically, you know, how are we going to block this deal? And so normally you have words that mean something to the guard, center, and tackle, as well as the fullback and the tight ends. And so you may have a combo block up. It may be a single block. But they basically have to be able to identify how we're going to block this look, you know, whether it's a 6-3, you know, as far as six down linemen, three backers, or you've got a hang safety. Most defenses, they're going to play two different ways as far as defenses are concerned. And so you can either try to gap it and basically put a guy on, you know, in a gap where and work up, or you can try to zone it in a sense. And then, hey, look, we've got a double team, and this guy is going to be responsible for the force. We're going to leave a mic or the play side backer for the fullback. And for me, I have to stay front side. And if I feel a guy running over, if I take it backside, it's on me. You know, and that, and what I mean by that is because that mic or that middle guy is going to be unblocked. But if he's going to play heavy over the top, then you better get skinny. That's what they tell you as a runner. You know, limit yourself as far as how much you're going to be hit to be able to cut right back there. You know, there's always going to be a couple free hitters. And so you've got to be able to identify and know where those free hitters are. And this all happens before the play, you know, the ball is snapped.
Deuce, how about the donation of Drew Brees today, $5 million to help feed seniors and kids that are on school meal programs and any family that kind of needs it right now? 10,000 meals, over 10,000 meals per day.
He's huge. I mean, Drew is just unbelievable. His commitment to this community and Brittany, you know, the things that they have done, just what they mean to this community, I think it's just fantastic. I mean, and you know, that's big time. That is big time for him to be able to activate and engage, you know, his companies as well as some of the partnerships, Second Harvest, some of the things that they're doing, and you know, they're in it for the duration. And so, man, that's strong. That's big time.
Deuce, I saw something today on NFL memes on Twitter. This should hopefully make everybody laugh. And Bobby, I know, would love this. He'd probably want this on a T-shirt. So it's the Cowboys logo and the Lombardi trophy 6 feet away. And it says social distance.
Yeah, I saw that. Jerry can't take it. Jerry doesn't want to see that anywhere on his social media team as far as the Cowboys are concerned. But, yeah, that trophy has been a long way away for the Cowboys, no doubt about it.
Deuce, other moves in the NFC South that we've talked about, and Tom Brady obviously joining the division, and Teddy Bridgewater getting his payday, much-deserved payday, going to the Carolina Panthers. You've given your thoughts on that throughout the free agency process. But – as it stands right now, where else do you think they might go diving back into free agency? At what position? Linebacker, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a linebacker. You know, I think if they can find the right thing, what you're looking for as far as player and pay, as far as can you guys agree upon payment structure for that player. I think you can look for linebacker. And then also you can probably look for some more depth on the offensive line. You have to be able to continue to develop those guys up front for sure. And so I think that those are two really good areas that you can look. You know, one thing that we don't know, you don't know the true health of Kiko Alonso. You don't know the true health. You know, Andres Pete, obviously you feel like that he's healthy. He said that the other day. And when I say the true health, I mean, just seeing them run around and do some things, we feel like all those guys will be recovered by the time the season gets here. But, you know, you have to have some contingency plans in place as well when you talk about having players ready to go. All right, this guy, you know, if we start on a normal time frame, this guy would be on PUP. You know, this guy won't be on PUP. How is this guy recovering from shoulder surgery? How is this guy from knee surgery? Different things of that nature. That's all what they have to be going through right now. And so whether you're talking, Sean is talking to the training staff, Boyd, and those guys or even, you know, just Dan from a strength and conditioning style, you know, just making sure your guys are ready to go.
Deuce, you're a positive thinking guy. I tend to be as well. I try to be at least and try to find silver linings of things. And in particular, the moments where we're kind of confined to our own homes, what's the best thing that's come out of it so far for you? Just maybe it's more time with your boys. Or...
Yeah, I think it's the family. I think really having that opportunity to be able to be around your family and, you know, really be able to some moments that you kind of take for granted. I think that's probably one of the hugest things. And, man, shout out to those teachers, you know, the administrators that deal with our kids on a day-to-day basis. And then, you know, you have to kind of step in and be not only that parent, but, all right, I got to be the school teacher. Man, you know, it wears on you. And I think that's where you really want to say, can I go find me a little area or room where it's just me? Or, you know, you've got 12 or 13-year-olds that you're telling, all right, it's nap time. You know, it's time for you to take a nap. And they're looking at you like, I stopped taking naps in first grade or kindergarten. What do you mean? It's like, hey, look, I've had enough of you. It's time for you to go and do something. Well, can I go and hang out with my friends? No, you can't go hang out with your friends. It's a you know, a lockdown. Can I go outside? Yeah, you can go outside, but, you know, your friends, you guys, you got to limit what you're doing. And so it makes it tough, but, I mean, at the same time, you know, everybody's in it, and, you know, it makes you appreciate a lot of things that you probably took for granted.
Certainly, for sure. I would agree with that. Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher. Deuce, quickly, we're doing this kind of this dream team assembling in any sport, NBA, pro football, MLB. Who would be your top three running backs on the dream team?
Top three running backs at any level or any time?
Yeah, any era. Like Jim Brown, right?
Jim's probably not going to be on my top three.
Okay.
I think my top goes with Barry, and then I'm going probably Walter Payton, and then and if I just want to go peer back, it's either going to be Dickerson or LT. But, I mean, it starts with Barry Sanders. And then if I had to pick, it would be probably Jim Brown and Walter Payton, those two guys, you know, just because of tit for tat right there. But, you know.
No Emmitt?
Depending on what I want for my third guy.
No Emmitt Smith?
I like Emmitt. I love Emmitt. But it's hard for me to put him over those other three guys or other two guys, really.
I got you.
I love him as a player.
List. Yeah, it's your list. I love him as a
player, but no. Yeah, no, I love him as a player, but it would be hard for me to justify him over those other guys, particularly when I look at what's in front of Emmitt and what was in front of some of those other guys as far as blockers.
Deuce, real quick before I let you run, man, Fat Boys Pizza is doing a really cool thing. And, you know, we're all in a state where we want to try to help those that haven't been impacted directly, perhaps from COVID-19. They're sending out pizzas to hospitals and medical clinics, et cetera. And I bought 4 pizzas for nurses and doctors and all these medical experts and that are working these crazy shifts that can't pack their own food because they get home at night, they're exhausted, or they can't step out for a lunch break, and they're the ones on the front lines, you know, treating those that have been infected with COVID-19. And I bought four pizzas. They matched it. And four pizzas cost $100, and they matched it. So eight pizzas, and they deliver them where the need is. It's a pretty neat thing to think about and try to, if you want to help the first responders, not just the nurses and the doctors, but the paramedics, the firemen that respond to these calls, along with police officers as well. So Fat Boys Pizza is doing pretty good thing there. And I bought four pizzas for first responders today, and they matched it to eight. So pretty neat.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out to Fat Boys Pizza and Gabe and those guys. It's a tremendous deal that they're doing, and I'm gonna join you in the effort. I'll at least match what you've done, and you know, try to up it a little bit more, because we've got some great facilities that are doing a lot of great things. And man, the hours, you know, I don't know if they ever signed up for anything like this or imagine that they would be going through it, but man, they're rocking and rolling as best as possible, and you know, just trying to do the best as possible job that they could do.
Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher. Stay safe, man.
All right. Likewise, Christian.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.